马可福音第一章。
This morning we continue our study in the book of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1.
我们会看第一章21节到34节。
And we will be looking at verse 21 all the way to verse 34.
大家如果记得的话，马可福音写的时候背景是在罗马的基督徒被尼禄王的逼迫。
If you remember the background of the Gospel of Mark, it was Christians in Rome who were under the persecution of the Roman Emperor Nero.
因为尼禄王放火烧了超过半个罗马市。
Nero had set fire to almost half of Rome.
当罗马的市民开始怀疑尼禄王的时候，他就将这个罪状指责基督徒，说是基督徒纵火。
And as the Romans were getting suspicious of Nero's hand in this, Nero had to find a scapegoat and he fingered the Christians.
也就是因着这样，所以在罗马城市对基督徒开始了一场非常大的逼迫，有许多的基督徒被杀了。
And it was this that precipitated a great persecution of the Christians in Rome. Many Christians died.
所以也因着这一个缘故，马可就写了马可福音来鼓励当地的基督徒，让他们知道他们的主耶稣基督也是一个受苦的奴仆。
And it was on the backdrop of this that Mark wrote his gospel to encourage the Christians and to remind them that their Lord and Savior himself suffered.
这样的话就鼓励他们在这一场逼迫当中要坚持下去，因为有一个更大的荣耀正在等着他们。
And this was to encourage them to press on in the midst of this persecution because they have a greater hope.
所以我们在第一章第一到十三节那里看到了完美奴仆的降临。
In our first message on the Gospel of Mark, we looked at verse 1 to verse 13 about the coming of the perfect servant.
然后在第一章14到15节就看见了完美奴仆的事工。
And on our second message on this, we looked at verse 14 and 15 on the ministry of the perfect servant.
然后就到了16到20节我们看见了什么是真正的门徒。
We looked at what true discipleship means in verse 16 to 20.
现在我们就来到了第21到34节，我们会看完美奴仆的权柄。
And today it brings us to verse 21 to 34 where we consider the authority of the perfect servant.
所以让我们先读过这段经文。
So let us first read this passage.
马可福音第一章第21节，到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人。众人很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像文士。在会堂里有一个人被污鬼附着，他喊着说，拿撒勒人耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。耶稣责备他说，不要作声，从这人身上出来吧。乌鬼叫那人抽了一阵风，大声喊叫就出来了。众人都惊讶，以致彼此对问说，这是什么事？是个新道理啊，他用权柄吩咐乌鬼，连乌鬼也听从了他。耶稣的名声就传遍了加利利的四方。他们一出会堂，就同着雅各、约翰进了西门和安德烈的家。西门的岳母正害热病躺着，就有人告诉耶稣。耶稣近前拉着他的手扶他起来，热就退了，他就服侍他们。天晚热弱的时候，有人带着一切害病的和被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前，合城的人都聚集在门前。耶稣治好了许多害各样病的人，又赶出许多鬼，不许鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。
Mark 1:21 And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes. And immediately There was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. Verse 29, and immediately he left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sunset they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases, and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak, because they knew him.
我们从这段经文能够在三个具体的方面看见完美奴仆有权柄。
From this passage, we can see from three aspects the authority of the perfect servant.
首先，耶稣基督就是这位完美的奴仆，他对世人有权柄。First
of all, Jesus is this perfect servant, and he has authority over men.
我们再看第21还有22节，到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人，众人很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人。
Let us look again at verse 21 and 22. And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes. Over here we want to give you a bit of a historical context.
耶稣基督在安息日进了会堂，这个会堂是怎样成立的呢？
On the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue. How did the synagogue come about?
会堂的成立很可能是在以色列在被掳到巴比伦的时候所建立的。The
synagogue very likely was established when Israel was exiled to Babylon.
因为当以色列被带进应许地之后，他们反叛了神的教训，他们与当地的人一同敬拜偶像。
And this was because when Israel entered the promised land, they disobeyed God, and they, together with the other nations, worshipped idols.
神差了许许多多的先知去警告他们，叫他们要认罪悔改，可是他们却继续的犯罪。
And God sent them many prophets in order to get them to repent, but they refused.
所以后来神就审判以色列，让巴比伦进来侵略以色列，将以色列人给掳到巴比伦去。And
then as judgment, God allowed Babylon to come in and overthrow Jerusalem. And therefore they were in exile.
所罗门所建的圣殿被消灭了。The
temple that Solomon had created was destroyed.
所以旧约里面所设的一切的献祭都给摧毁了，也没有的再献祭了。And
therefore they were unable to go ahead with all the Old Testament practices in the temple.
为什么他们到了外邦的人的地不能够献祭呢？
But why could they not in a foreign land do these rituals?
因为神的律法是命令他们要在圣殿里献祭。
Because God's law insisted that they did it on their own land.
而且外邦人的地是不洁净的，所以在外邦人的地献祭，那个祭物也是不洁净的。我们就在阿摩斯书看得见，因为神说，你自己必死在污秽之地，以色列民定被掳去离开本地。
Moreover, God saw that foreign lands were unclean, and we see in Amos chapter 7 that God said, "You yourself shall die in an unclean land, and Israel shall surely go into exile away from its land."
所以以色列人被掳到外邦之地的时候，不能够在外邦人的地方献祭。
And so when Israel was exiled into a foreign land, they were not able to sacrifice.
所以当他们被掳的时候，在安息日或者是节期的时候，他们就会聚集在一起，有一种群体的生活，有一种群体的敬拜。
And so the Jews in a foreign land would gather in a body during festivals.
还有安息日的时候，他们也会一起这样群体的敬拜，彼此的扶持。
And they would also do this at the Passover, and they would serve one another during this time.
安息日。
On the Sabbath.
所以这种自动自发的群体生活就成立了这个犹太人的会堂。
And so this spontaneous gathering of these Jews eventually became the synagogue.
可是后来以色列人回到以色列应许地。
Finally, however, the Jews went back to the promised land.
可是有许多的以色列人已经在外邦之地落地生根了。
Yet at the same time, there were many of these Jews that had settled in foreign lands.
所以这一个犹太人的会堂就继续着它的用途。
And the synagogue continued its use.
当我们来到耶稣基督的时候的时代的时候，这个安息日在会堂教训人已经成为了一个普遍的作风。
By the time we come to Jesus' time, this gathering at the synagogue on the Sabbath had become a very common practice.
耶稣基督自己的习惯也是在安息日的时候会到会堂那里。
And this was also the practice of Jesus.
因为在路加福音四章十六节，那里告诉我们，在安息日，耶稣基督照平常的规矩进了会堂。
We see in Luke chapter 4, it says,And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
所以耶稣基督他的平常规矩就是每个星期都会到会堂那里去。
And Jesus' custom was every week he would go to the synagogue.
在耶稣基督的时代，犹太人有一种叫做会堂的自由这样的一个作风。
During this time, the Jews had a practice called the freedom of the synagogue.
这一个会堂的自由让他们能够给那些探访的教师在会堂那里教导。
And this freedom of the synagogue gave the opportunity for visiting teachers to preach in the synagogues.
所以会堂是一个平民的学院。
And so the synagogue was a lay institution.
它不像圣殿一样需要有祭司在里面。
And it wasn't like the temple where it required priests.
我们也知道耶稣基督跟保罗在使徒行传的时候，我们看见保罗不断地进入不同城市的会堂教训人，不同城市的会堂教训人。
And in our regular study of the book of Acts, we see this with Paul as well as he would enter the synagogues and teach.
所以耶稣基督跟保罗就是利用这个会堂的自由来将这个福音给传出去。
So both Jesus as well as Paul use this freedom of the synagogue to teach people.
马可福音一章二十二节告诉我们，众人很稀奇他的教训，而且因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像文士。
Mark 1:22 tells us they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes.
我们也在马太福音七章那里读到相同的一个形容，耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
We see this echoed in Matthew chapter 7:28-29, where it says, When Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority and not as their scribes.
我们首先要问的问题就是，耶稣基督的教训为什么会有权柄，跟文士的教训有什么不同呢？
So our first question is, why does Jesus' teaching have authority? And how was his teaching different from the teaching of the scribes?
当时的人是怎样看出耶稣基督的教训是有权柄的呢？
How was it that during that time they perceived Jesus' teaching as authoritative?
是不是耶稣基督的声音比较大？
Was it that he spoke loudly?
或者是他更加有口才，或者是他更加有自信？
Perhaps he was especially eloquent, or maybe he was charismatic.
而且他很有魅力，很有吸引力吗？
Perhaps he was attractive to the crowds.
可能耶稣基督有口才，有信心。
Perhaps we can say that Jesus was eloquent and charismatic.
可是吸引力他却没有。
However, he was not attractive to the crowds.
因为我们看以赛亚书告诉我们, 他无家型美容, 我们看见他的时候, 也无美貌, 使我们羡慕他, 他被藐视, 被人厌弃。
In Isaiah 53, it says, He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men.
所以当我们想象着耶稣基督当时是什么样子的容貌, 我们知道他不会像那些画家所画的一样的那么英俊潇洒。
And so as we consider today how perhaps Jesus may have looked, He is not as the artists today who depict Jesus as a handsome-looking man.
当然，我们的用意不是想要知道耶稣基督到底是什么样子。我们的更重要的是要知道他的教训是什么。But
today we're not going to consider how it was that Jesus looked. Today we want to consider what was his teaching.
所以当时的人看见耶稣基督的教训，他们觉得是非常有权柄的，就不是因为他很有吸引力。
And so when people of that day found that his teaching was amazing, it was not because he was particularly attractive to them.
而且他们也不相信他是神。
Secondly, they did not believe he was God.
因为如果他们相信他是神的话，他们必定会跟从他。
Because if they did indeed believe he was God, they would automatically follow him.
以赛亚书告诉我们，他被藐视，被人厌弃。
But the book of Isaiah tells us that he was despised, rejected by men.
所以当时的人没有接受耶稣基督为神。
And so people of that time did not accept him as God.
所以他们怎么会知道耶稣基督的教训是有权柄跟文士的不一样呢？
So how then is it that they perceived that Jesus' teaching had authority and it was different from the scribes?
我们就要看一下文士的教训到底是如何。
We first need to look at what the teaching of the scribes was like.
当时的文士他们教导的时候会不断地引用其他比较出名的文士所讲过的。Now
as the scribes teach in that time, they would appeal to teachers who were greater than them.
他们会常常地说某某拉比如此说，某某拉比如此说。They
would frequently say this so and so rabbi would say, or so and so rabbi says this.
换句话说，他们的教训是非常的多漏洞的。And
their teaching was fallible.
因为他们是一个文士引用另外一个文士所讲的。Because
they were teachers appealing to the authority of some other teachers.
我们今天也是有相同的事情。And
we have the same situation today.
如果我们有些在学术性上有写论文的，你就会清楚。And
for those of you who have written academic papers, you would know this.
或者你有读过一些学术上的论文，你也会很清楚。Or
if you had read any of these academic journals.
因为这些论文的作者会引用其他论文的作者所写过的、所讲过的。Because
many academics would evoke the names of other academics that have come before them.
尤其是当一些某某论文有在其他的刊物出版过的话，更加值得他们引用。And
it's especially so when these academics have been published before, more so their name would carry authority.
其实换句话说，这些人所讲的就是你可以不要信我，不过你一定要信那一个人。
Effectively, this is what they're saying. Maybe you don't believe me, that's fine, but you must believe these other guys.
因为这个人比我出名，他比我有学问，所以你一定要信他。
Because these guys are more famous than me, they are more learned than me, you must believe them.
到头来，很多人读这些论文的时候，他们都不会去查考原文到底是讲什么。
What then tends to happen is, as you are reading these journals or academic papers, you will not go and find the original sources of these references.
很多人就假设，既然某某人这么说，一定是真的吧。What
tends to happen is you assume that since it is this person who has said it, it must be true.
所以当时的文士就是这么做，他们常常引用另外一个比较出名的文字，讲说你知道那一个文字吗？他这么说，所以一定是真的。And
so this was what the scribes did as they were teaching in that day. They would evoke the names of those who are more famous than them and say, you know this guy, so it must be true.
可是文士的工作其实就是要做法律的教师。
However, the scribes, their job was to teach the law.
不过他们没有忠心的教导旧约。
Yet they did not properly teach the Old Testament.
本来文士是必须要在像尼希米记那里所写的一样，尼希米记那里所写的是以斯拉，以斯拉是一个文士，他们清清楚楚的念神的律法书，讲明意思，使百姓明白所念的。
Their job was described in Nehemiah 8, where they read from the book, from the law of God clearly, and they gave the sense so that the people understood the reading.
文士本来应该这么做。
And this was the job of the scribes.
可是到了耶稣基督的时代，他们这些文士的教训已经腐败到一种程度，是一个能做不能做，能做不能做的一个清单。
But by the time it reached Jesus' time, we saw the deterioration of such teaching, to a certain, law or checklist what you should do and what you shouldn't do.
我们记得耶稣基督责备文士还有法利赛人，因为他们教导人的遗传。
We know that Jesus rebuked the scribes and the Pharisees because they were teaching man's traditions.
这些人的遗传变成了一个重担，使人非常的不能够跟从。
And these traditions became a heavy burden for the people to follow.
马太福音十五章那里告诉我们，耶稣回答说：“你们为什么因着你们的遗传犯神的诫命呢？你们借着遗传废了神的诫命。”
In Matthew 15:3-6, Jesus answered them, "And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God."
在二十三章。耶稣基督又说，因为他们就是指文士还有法利赛人，能说不能行，他们把难担的重担困起来，搁在人的肩上，但自己一个指头也不肯动。
In Matthew 23, Jesus says, "For they being the scribes and the Pharisees, they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to move them with their finger."
又在二十三节，耶稣基督在责备他们：你们这些假冒为善的文士、法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将薄荷、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一，那律法上更重的事就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行了。
Matthew 23:23, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness."
所以当时的文士所教训人的不是神的律法，而是自己的遗传。
And so the scribes of Jesus' day was not teaching God's law, but man's traditions.
因此当时的人会发现这些文士的教训根本就没有权柄。
And so the people of that day found that the teaching of the scribes had no authority.
因为他们不止不能够明白旧约的教训，他们甚至觉得这一些文士的教训变成了一个负担。
Because not only could they not understand the teaching of the Old Testament, they found it a heavy burden, the teaching of the scribes.
耶稣基督的教训就完全相反。
Jesus' teachings, however, were completely different.
他不需要引用任何人所说过的或者任何人的解释。
He did not evoke another scribe's teachings.
因为他的信息是直接从神那里来的。
Because his teaching came directly from God.
约翰福音七章说，耶稣讲，我的教训不是我自己的，乃是那差我来者的。
In John 7:16, Jesus answered them, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me."
他也在八章二十六节那里说，但那差我来的是真的，我也在他那里所听见的，我就传给世人。
John 8:26, "I have much to say about you and much to judge, but he who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from him."
又在八章二十八节说，我没有一件事是凭着自己做的，我说这些话乃是照着父所教训我的。
And then John 8:28, "For I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me."
所以当我们看耶稣基督的教训，他没有引用任何人所讲的，因为他的信息是直接从父神那里来的。
And so when we look at Jesus' teaching, he did not use the name of some other teacher because his words came directly from the Father.
让我们再翻到马太福音第五章来看。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 5.
因为马太福音那里刚才我们看了第七章，那些人听了耶稣基督所讲的也觉得非常的有权并不像文士，所以我们要翻到马太福音那里看耶稣基督的教训到底是什么样子的呢。
If you remember just now we read from Matthew 7 and the people responded in a very similar way. They were amazed at Jesus' teaching with authority. And so we want to find out how it was that Jesus taught.
马太福音第五章
Matthew chapter 5
在马太福音第五章二十一节，耶稣基督告诉他们：“你们听见有吩咐古人的话，说不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判。只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判。”
Matthew 5:21 says, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment.'" But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says you fool will be liable to the hell of fire.
我们跳到第二十七节，你们听见有话说不可奸淫。第二十八节，只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
We'll skip on to verse 27. You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
再跳到三十一节，又有话说，人若休妻，就当给他休书。只是我告诉你们，凡休妻的，若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是叫他做淫妇了。人若娶这被休的妇人，也是犯奸淫的。
Skip on down to verse 31. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife except on the ground of sexual immorality makes her commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery.
第三十三节，你们又听见有吩咐古人的说，三十四节，只是我告诉你们，三十八节，你们听见有话说，第三十九节，只是我告诉你们。四十三节，你们听见有话说。第四十四节，只是我告诉你们。
Skip on down to 33. Again, you have heard that it was said to those. Verse 34. But I say to you. Verse 38. You have heard that it was said. And 39. But I say to you. 43. You have heard that it was said. 44. I say to you.
所以耶稣基督不断的重复，你们听见这么说，不过我告诉你们，听见谁说？听见文士说。不过我告诉你们，
Jesus was talking about the teaching of the scribes when he says, "You have heard that it was said, but he says, I say to you."
所以重复又再重复，耶稣基督驳斥了文士所教导的。
So over and over he repeats this, "You have heard that it was said, but I say to you." And in effect, he was undermining the teaching of these scribes.
重复又再重复的，耶稣基督设立了一个更高的标准。
And repeating this, what Jesus effectively had done was set a higher standard.
不过这一个不是人所创造的标准，这一个不是像法利赛人那一些遗传，这些是人的标准。
Yet these aren't standards of men. These aren't the teachings of the Pharisees or the scribes, where it was human tradition. This was God's standard.
这一个是在圣经里面所记载的完美的标准，是纯正的，是圣洁的。
This is what, as the Bible says, a perfect standard, as written in God's word, pure and holy.
所以耶稣基督的教导，他的教训是没有引用任何人所讲过的。
So Jesus' teaching invoked no other teacher.
他的教训就是最高的标准，因为他是神。
His teaching was the highest standard because he is God.
所以当耶稣基督在会堂那里教训人的时候，他们就察觉了他的教训是有权柄的。
And so, when Jesus taught in the synagogue, people found that his teaching was authoritative.
今天我们发现许多的基督徒也是一样的，不能够辨别是非。
Today we find that Christians ourselves are, we can't draw that distinction.
他们不能够分辨什么样子的教训是有权柄的，什么样子的教训是没有权柄的。
We don't know what kind of teaching is authoritative and what kind isn't.
我们常常听见很多的基督徒说某某某某牧师这么讲。
We hear very often Christians saying, oh, this pastor and that pastor said this.
有许许多多这些自负福音的教师会引用彼此的一些说法，就指向另外一个这个自负福音，你看神多么的祝福他。
Prosperity gospel teachers would point to other people and to support their teaching to say, look at how God has blessed this person.
所以这样的话，就是他的教训是对的，神祝福他，所以你们也一样要这样的去求神赐给你很多的钱财等等等等的。
And this effectively validates their teaching, because if their teaching is right, it is the reason why God has blessed this person.
其实这么做其实只是蛇鼠一窝罢了。
But what they're doing is self-serving.
提摩太后书告诉我们，时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。
2 Timothy 4 tells us that for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths.
相反的，我们在这里每个星期注重着释经的讲道。
Conversely, what happens here in this church every week is that we focus on expository teaching.
因为我们希望所有来到我们教会的人会听了神的话之后明白耶稣基督的话而接受耶稣基督的话。
And we do this with the aim that people here would come to listen to God's word, understand God's word, and come to believe in God.
当你接受耶稣基督的话神的话的时候，你是接受他对世人的权柄。
And when you come to accept God's, Jesus' words, you come to accept God's words, you come to accept the fact that He has authority over men.
因为神的话对你，对所有世界上的人都有权柄。
Because God's word over you and over the world has authority.
这个权柄不是来自讲员或者讲员所讲的。
This authority comes not with, from a particular speaker.
这一个权柄是来自神的话。
This authority comes from the word of God.
就好像当时的人听见耶稣基督所讲的话一样。
That it's like, in Jesus' time as they listened to Jesus' word.
我们再看到第二点，就是耶稣基督不只是对世人有权柄，他对鬼魔也是有权柄。
Our second point today,We see that Jesus not only has authority over men, but he has authority over demons.
是在第二十三到第二十八节。
And we see this in verse 23 to verse 28.
让我们再次的看第二十三到第二十八节。在会堂里有一个被巫鬼附着，他喊叫说：“拿撒勒人耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。”耶稣责备他说：“不要作声，这人从这人身上出来吧。”巫鬼叫那人抽了一阵风，大声喊叫就出来了。众人都惊讶，以致彼此对问说：“这是什么事？是个新道理啊！”他用权柄吩咐巫鬼，连巫鬼也听从了他。耶稣的名声就传遍了加利利的四方。
Verse 23 to 28 says, And immediately there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, Be silent and come out of him. And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him, and they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, What is this, a new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him.And at once, his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee.
所以这段经文告诉我们，当耶稣基督在会堂那里教训人的时候，有一个被巫鬼附着的人。
So we see that as Jesus is teaching in the synagogue, a man with an unclean spirit comes in.
这一个人立刻不是这个人，这个鬼魔立刻认识耶稣是谁。
This unclean spirit, this demon, recognizes immediately who Jesus is.
当然，我们知道雅各书二章十九节告诉我们，鬼魔也信神，却是战惊。
And this squares with what we see in James, the book of James, chapter 2, where it says, "You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder."
为什么耶稣基督责备那一个鬼魔、那一个邪灵，不让他作声呢？
Why was it that Jesus rebuked the demon and did not allow him to speak?
那一个鬼魔不是正在讲一些真正的实话吗？因为耶稣基督的确是神的圣者。
Was the demon not declaring the truth? Was Jesus not indeed the Holy One of God?
事实上，就是耶稣基督他不肯认同从这个完全污秽的鬼魔所讲的话。
The truth is, Jesus did not want the acknowledgement of a demon, a totally fallen demon.
因为如果耶稣基督接受了这个鬼魔给他的这个认同的话，就会使人诬告耶稣基督是与这个撒旦同谋的。
For accepting the acknowledgement of a demon would cause others to misunderstand and think that his power comes from the demons themselves.
因为我们也知道后来的确是有人这么说。
Because we see that later on, indeed someone thought that.
因为马太福音十二章那里告诉我们，法利赛人听见就说，这个人就是耶稣基督赶鬼，无非是靠这鬼王别西卜啊。
We see in Matthew chapter 12:24, but when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "It is only by Beelzebub, the prince of demons, that this man casts out demons."
所以耶稣基督不会让一个鬼魔认同他的做法。
And so Jesus rejected the acknowledgement of the demon.
因为耶稣基督跟撒旦是不可能同谋的。
Because Jesus cannot possibly be on the same side as the demons.
可是更加有趣的一个问题，我们应该问的是，为什么这一个鬼魔，或者是这一个被鬼附着的人，看见耶稣基督他不逃跑呢？
Perhaps the more interesting question is, why was it this person or this demon did not run away when he saw Jesus?
因为如果他明知道耶稣基督有这个能力消灭他，他如果是有智慧或者是有一点小聪明的话，应该静静的快点跑掉才是。
Knowing that Jesus could on the spot destroy him, would he not, even if he had a small bit of wisdom or cleverness, run away from that?
为什么他要大声的喊叫，指着耶稣基督说，我知道你是谁，你是神的圣者，你来消灭我。
Why instead would he call attention to himself and say, "What have you to do with us? Why have you come to destroy us?"
事实上，当时的人，甚至是这种鬼魔，也是有一种普遍的观念，就是当他们能够称一个人的名字的时候，他们觉得自己是对那一个人有权柄。
This was a common practice in that time, and people felt that if you were able to declare a person's full name,you had a certain authority over the other person.
所以这个鬼魔他指出耶稣基督是神的圣者，其实是一种挣扎，他是一种防卫的举动，他希望自己的对耶稣基督会有权柄。
So when the demon calls him the Holy One of God and Jesus of Nazareth, it was a defensive tactic in order to get authority over Jesus.
或许我们会问，他这样做明知道没有效的还做吗？
Perhaps you would ask, but clearly he knows that this is of no use. Why would he still do it?
这种叫做垂死的挣扎。
This is considered
垂死的挣扎。Desperate.
Desperation.
我们记得撒旦在启示录那里也会最终做出一个垂死的挣扎。
And we see that in the book of Revelation, Satan himself will have one final desperate attempt.
因为他虽然清楚知道耶稣基督会战胜，可是他还是向神的圣者宣战。
Satan knows that at the end of the day he will not be victorious, yet he still will go ahead with one final attempt to rebel.
所以这一个被鬼附着的人也是这样。
And in the same way, this man who was possessed by a demon was doing the same.
不过耶稣基督不只是对世人有权柄, 他对鬼魔也是有权柄。
But Jesus is not just authoritative over man, he has authority over demons.
所以当耶稣基督命令他不要作声, 从这人身上出来吧, 他就大声喊叫出来了。
And so when Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him," the unclean spirit convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice came out of him.
更加可悲的是我们看见了众人的反应。
Even more sad or disappointing is the response of the people.
因为27节说众人都惊讶以致彼此对问说这是什么事是个新道理啊他用权柄吩咐乌鬼连乌鬼也听从了他。
We see in verse 27, "And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, 'What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him.'"
首先他们认同了耶稣基督的教训是有权柄的。
First of all, they acknowledged the fact that Jesus' teaching had authority.
然后他们又听见了这一个鬼魔的宣告是耶稣基督是神的圣者。
Then after that, they hear the declaration of this demon that Jesus was indeed the Holy One of God.
他们也看见亲眼目睹了耶稣基督把这个鬼魔给赶了出来。
And right before their eyes, they see Jesus casting the demon out of this man.
可是他们的理解是多么的麻木，他们看不见耶稣基督就是神的圣者。
Yet so blind were they that they could not see that Jesus was indeed the Holy One.
他们只是惊讶，彼此对问说这是什么事。
Their response was simply amazement, and then they questioned themselves, "What is this?"
他们虽然目睹了一个神迹，他们却是注重在神迹的身上，而不是耶稣基督的身上。
And as much as they witnessed a miracle happening before their eyes, they could not get past the spectacle of the miracle to the person Jesus.
今天当我们听见耶稣基督的话的时候，我们是否像以色列人一样？ 这么的麻木，完全不能够理解呢。
Today, when we hear the word of God being preached, are we as blind as the Israelites that we do not see and understand God's word?
如果我们不理会耶稣基督对我们的权柄，我们就比鬼魔更糟。
And if we do not acknowledge the fact that Jesus has authority over us, we are worse than the demons.
所以我们看见了耶稣基督对世人的权柄，还有对鬼魔的权柄。我们再来看耶稣基督对疾病的权柄。So
we've seen that Jesus has authority over man, he has authority over demons. Our third point is Jesus has authority over illness.
第29节，他们一出会堂，就同着雅各、约翰进了西门和安德烈的家。西门的岳母正害热病躺着。 就有人告诉耶稣，耶稣近前拉着他的手扶他起来，热就退了，他就服侍他们。
29 to 31, "And immediately he left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her, and he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them."
你记得我提过马可福音里马可常常用这个词立刻立刻立刻。
If you remember, I have spoken about how this word immediately is used repeatedly in the Gospel of Mark.
其实在29到31节马可在原文里也是用了这个立刻这个字，在英文就翻译了出来，中文就不是很清楚。
And in the original language, it is similar. Between verses 29 to 31, we see the use of the word translated in English as immediately. However, in the Chinese, it may not be very clear.
所以我们看29节那里可以翻译作他们立刻出会堂，然后到了第30节，他们进入了这个西门和安德烈的家，西门的岳母正害热病躺着，就立刻有人告诉耶稣。
And so, In the English, it says immediately he left the synagogue in verse 29, and in verse 30, immediately they told him about her. However, this immediateness, the sense of it, is missing in the Chinese.
所以我们看到这个立刻的时候，我们要记得这个是一种奴仆的这个用法。
And when we see this word immediately, we must remember that it is servant language, and that's why it's there.
因为当主人呼叫奴仆的时候，奴仆会立刻的去反应。
The sense of it is that when a master calls his servant or slave, that the response should be immediate.
所以我们今天的信息就是在讲完美奴仆的权柄。为什么？因为他立刻做这件事，他立刻做这件事。
And that brings us to the title of today's message, The Authority of the Perfect Servant. And he was a servant because he immediately did these things.
我们再看第三十二节。
Let's look at verse 32.
天晚热弱的时候，有人带着一切害病的和被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前，合成的人都聚集在门前。耶稣治好了许多害各样病的人，又赶出许多鬼，不许鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。
32 to 34 says, That evening at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons, and the whole city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many people who were sick with various diseases, and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak, because they knew him.
当然首先我们看见耶稣基督在会堂里赶鬼，然后又在西门跟安德烈的家治好了这个西门的岳母。
We see at the start that Jesus had cast out demons at the synagogue. Now we see him in the house of Simon and Peter, healing Simon's mother-in-law.
然后他又继续的在天晚热弱之后继续的赶鬼，继续的医病。
And he continues to do this in verse 32, in the evening at sunset where he would heal the sick and cast demons out.
我们看见圣经里面将被鬼附的还有疾病是分别开来的。
And we see that the Bible shows us a distinction between sickness or illness and demon possession.
今天有许多灵恩派的人就他们的胡乱教导，就说有许许多多的事情他们都讲是邪灵所造成的。
Today we see a lot of charismatic teachers who say that sickness is caused by demon possession.
他们会到处的赶鬼，赶走这个癌症的邪灵，赶走这个发烧的邪灵，这一个邪灵，那一个邪灵，所有的邪灵，所有事情都是邪灵所造成的。
And this messed up teaching results in them going to people to cast out the spirit of cancer, cast out the spirit of fever.
不过圣经非常的清楚告诉我们，被鬼附还有疾病是完全两回事。
But the Bible is clear and it tells us that illness and demon possession are two different things.
我们看三十二节这里有一个非常有趣的词。
There is an interesting term in verse 32.
天晚热弱的时候。
It starts with that evening at sunset.
如果我们知道马可他的写作的作风是他将很多的细节给删除了。
We know that Mark's writing style is that he omits a lot of things.
可是在这里他却重复的形容这一个时间，天晚热弱。
Yet over here we see a double designation of the time.
这一个不是一个多余的重复。
This is not a redundant double designation.
是非常重要的。
It is an important timestamp.
他告诉了我们当时的人就是处于在这些法利赛人跟这个文士的这种遗传当中。
It tells us that under the teaching or at that time under the teaching of the scribes and the Pharisees, these people were under that teaching.
也记得我们刚才讲了，这些人看了耶稣基督的教训是有权柄的，不像文士。文士的教训就是人的遗传，是非常重的负担。
And then we see that Jesus' teaching was different from the Pharisees and scribes, and that the teaching and this checklist of the scribes were a heavy burden to the people.
因为这一天其实是安息日，你记得吗？
And if you remember that this time is actually the Sabbath.
所以在天晚热弱的时候，他们才带一些害病的、被鬼附的来到耶稣基督跟前。
Verse 32 is saying that it is only at evening at sunset that these people bring their sick and their demon oppressed.
因为犹太人有两个天晚的时候。
Now the reason for this double timestamp is because the Jews had two different phases of the word evening.
第一个是在下午3点钟。
The first phase of evening was 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
第二个就是在6点钟太阳下山的时候。
And the second phase of evening was at 6 p.m. when the sun was setting.
犹太人是从早上六点，他们的一天是从晚上六点开始到另一天的晚上六点，就是一天。
And the Jewish time or the Jewish clock, the day started at 6 p.m. in the evening and ended at 6 a.m. the next day.
6 p.m.
6 p.m. the next, sorry, the other way around.
所以当马可说 天晚热弱的时候，他是在告诉我们，现在正好是晚上六点钟。
And so by giving us this double time step, evening at sunset, Mark's trying to tell us that this is 6 p.m.
也就是安息日过。
Which also means that the Sabbath has just passed.
所以当安息日过了，这些人才将他们被鬼附的朋友啊、亲戚等等，还有那些就有病的，才带来耶稣基督的面前。
And only at the strike of 6 p.m. did hordes of people bring their sick and their demon oppressed friends and relatives to Jesus.
因为之前是安息日，法利赛人跟文士的教训是多么的这种重担，告诉他们在安息日的时候，他们连求医都不可以。
And so heavy a burden was this was the teaching of the scribes and the Pharisees that it denied these people even a chance to bring their friends and relatives for healing on the Sabbath day.
因为这样做的话，就是触犯了安息日，他们在安息日那当时做工。
And this would go against, by doing so, this would go against the law that they cannot work on the Sabbath.
这一种就是法利赛人跟文士的教训，是充满着重担的。
And this heavy burden was what had characterized the teaching of these scribes and these Pharisees.
可是耶稣基督的教训却是不一样的，是有权柄的，不是跟着人的遗传。
Yet Jesus' teaching was different. It was not according to human tradition. It was different from human, authoritative.
所以耶稣基督在这一段经文里面表现了他对人、对世人、对鬼魔，还有对疾病都有权柄。
In this passage, Jesus shows us his authority over men, over demons, and over illnesses.
当然，今天耶稣基督没有物质上与我们同在。
Of course, today we do not have Jesus physically with us.
所以他没有在我们当中赶鬼，也没有在我们当中医病。
He is not amongst us to cure illnesses. He is not amongst us to cast out demons.
不过，我们今天还是有他的话。
However, today we still have his word.
他的话，他的教训就记载在圣经里面，也就是为这教训我们而写的。
And his word and his teaching is recorded in the Bible and it is for our teaching.
所以我们今天听耶稣基督的话，当我们读圣经的时候，我们是不是像当时的人一样那么的麻木，不能够理解呢？
When we read the Bible today, are we like the Israelites of that time who were so blind they could not understand it?
或者我们的信心就如同鬼魔一样，只是战惊呢？
Perhaps our faith is akin to the demons and we are only amazed.
或者我们应该认罪悔改，信靠耶稣基督所传的这个福音，因为他是完美的奴仆，他对世人都有权柄。
Or should we repent, turn away from our sins and turn to Jesus because his teaching is authoritative and he is the perfect servant.
希伯来书3章12节还有15节，弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。经上说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可应这心，像惹他发怒的日子一样。
Hebrews 3:12-15 tell us, take care, brothers, lest there are in be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. Verse 15, as it is said today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Let us close in prayer together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your word your revealed word, Lord, and your will, Lord, that we might see that it is authoritative and that we might esteem it over all other accounts, Lord, whether they be experiences, subjective personal experiences, whether they be someone else's teaching, perhaps a speaker, some theologian. We pray, Father, for those of us who know you, that we would be like the Bereans who would go back to the Bible and that we would check that these things are indeed true as we listen to the teachings of others. For Lord, we know that it is your word that has authority over all things. We pray that, Father, as Christians, we would indeed see and approach your word with reverence and with fear, and to take it upon ourselves to accept it, and that it would change our lives, Lord. We pray that, Father, as we leave this place and as we go through those doors today, that we would not be unchanged, that we would not take your word lightly, but may our lives be changed by that. We pray, Lord, for those who are among us who do not know you yet, Lord, that your authority be seen today in this word and this message. We pray, Father, that those hearts be softened and that your word will pierce every heart here today, and that today will be the day that we will come to believe. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.